ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிஜ்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாத் பிரம்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசா ஜென்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜென்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத் சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத். சாப்டர் 1 பாதா 2 சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தியதிகரணம் சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தோபதேசாத் விவக்ஷித குணஹ உபபத்தேஸ்ச அனுபபத்தேஸ்துன ஷாரீரஹ கர்ம கர்த்ரு வ்யபதேசாச்ச சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மிருதேஸ்ச அர்பகௌகஸ்த்வாத் தத்வ்யபதேசாச்ச மேதி சேன்ன நிசாயத்வாத் ஏவம் வ்யோமவச்ச சம்போக ப்ராப்திரிதி சேத் ந வைசேஷ்யாத். அர்த்தாதிகரணம் அர்த்தாச்சராச்சர கிரகணாத் பிரகரணாச்ச குஹ பிரவிஷ்டாதிகரணம் குஹாம் பிரவிஷ்டாவாத்மனோ ஹி தத்தர்ஷனாத் விசேஷணாச்ச அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தர உபபத்தேஹே ஸ்தானாதி வ்யபதேசாச்ச சுக விசிஷ்டாபிதானாதேவச்ச ஸ்ருதோபனிஷத்க கத்யபிதானாச்ச அனவஸ்திதேஹே அசம்பவாச்சனேதரஹ அந்தர்யாமி அதிகரணம் அந்தர்யாமி அதிதெய்வாதிஷு தத்தர்ம விபதேசாத் நச ஸ்மார்த்தம் அத தர்மாபிலாதவாத் ஷாரீரஸ்ச உபயேபிஹி பேதேனைனம் மதீயதே. அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதிகரணம் அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதிகுணகஹ தர்மோக்தேஹே விசேஷண பேத விபதேசாப்யாம் சனேதரௌ ரூப உபன்யாசாச்ச வைஷ்வானரதிகரணம் வைஷ்வானரஹ சாதாரண சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மர்யமானம் அனுமானம் ஸ்யாதிதி சப்தாதிப்யஹ அந்த பிரதிஷ்டானாச்ச நேதி சேத் ந ததா த்ருஷ்யுபதேசாத் அசம்பவாத் புருஷமபி ச ஏனம் அதீயதே. அத ஏவ ந தேவதா பூதஞ்ச சாக்ஷாத் அபி அவிரோதம் ஜைமினிஹி அபிவ்யக்தேஹ இதி ஆஸ்மரத்யஹ. ஸோ வி ஹவ் பீன் சீயிங் தி 29th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் பாதா ஆஃப் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் which is the 60th sutra, the running number of Brahma Sutra. So when we were discussing this 29th sutra, we were talking about the word Pradesha Matram of Mantra 1 of the 18th section of 5th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, where it was said, Atra Yastvetamevam Pradesha Matram Abhi Vimanam வைஷ்வானரம் உபாஸ்தே. So we looked at two interpretations for this word, Pradesha Matram, and in the second interpretation, Vaishwanara directly means Brahman. And if so, how will you connect the finite description, Pradesha Matram, the spatially limited, with Vaishwanara, Brahman? For this we said, three different solutions are given by three different acharyas. And we will see all the three now. And the first solution is given in Sutra 29 that we just read by Asmaratya Rishi. The name of the Rishi is Asmaratya Rishi. And the solution 2 was given by Rishi Badarihi in Sutra 30 and not Vyasa. This is Badarayana is Vyasa's name. This is Badarihi, different person. And the third solution is given by Rishi Jaimini himself in Sutra number 31. We will see all of them today. And the three rishis are giving solutions to explain Pradesha Matram in 5.18 of Chandogya Upanishad. And if you are taking Vaishvanara as the cosmic lord, so the problem at hand is what? If Vaishvanara is all-pervading Brahman, how do you explain the word Pradesha Matram, which means spatially limited? Now, the first solution is given in Sutra 29 that we just read. So, the general analysis will do. Here, Asmaratya Rishi, he answers, no doubt, Ishvara is all-pervading. Okay. He is not spatially limited. But still, when an Upasaka wants to have darshanam for the all-pervading Lord, for blessing the devotee, the all-pervading Ishvara can assume a limited form. Here, Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi sannavyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi sannam prakritim swamadishthaya sambhavamyatma mayaya yada yada hi dharmasya klanirbhavati bharatam abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So since the Lord has got the power of maya, he can manifest for the sake of an upasaka anytime, anywhere, in any form. So the Lord manifests at two times actually. One, at the time of avatar, the avatara manifestation for the sake of the whole universe. And the second one, a private appearance for the sake of a particular devotee. For example, Prahlada and all those stories we know. So this appearance is called abhivyaktihi, the manifestation or appearance for the sake of the upasaka. And the upasakas, they meditate upon Lord in various forms, as we know in the Vishnu Sahasranama Dhyana Shloka. Chaya yam parijadasya hema simhasano parim asinam ambudashyamam ayataksham alankritam chandrananam chaturbhavum srivatsangita vakshasam rukmini satyabhamabhyam sahitam krishnam ashraye. If the Lord is infinite, Rukmini and Satyabhama, where will they stand? Therefore, for the purpose of the devotee alone, Lord takes the various forms like Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma and all that. And that is Pradesha Matram. Therefore, Lord has Vishwarupam also and Pradesha Matram also. Because of what? Abhivikteha means because of his special manifestation. Abhivyakta. This is the first answer given by which rishi? Asmaratyaha. Now we will do the word analysis of this shloka. Abhivyaktehe is one word, iti and asmaratyaha. Now let us take the word first word, abhivyaktehe, because of the finite manifestation of Brahman, for whose sake that we have to supply upasakanam krite, for the sake of the upasakas. Then we have to supply two more words, pradesha matratvam sadhu, which means the finite description of Vaishvanara is proper, sadhu. Because of the special manifestation for devotees, the finite description, pradesha matram word, is perfectly all right. Sadhu means perfectly all right. Then the next word is iti. Iti means in this manner. In this manner, what manner? Asmaratyaha. The sage Asmaratyaha, he answers this objection in this manner to have a form like that. This is the first answer. Now we will go to the next sutra answer given by Rishi Badari in Sutra 30. Anusmrater Badarihi. Let us do the general analysis of this sutra first. In this sutra, the sage Bhadari answers the same objection. The problem is not a new problem, only the answer is new. What is the problem? If Vaishvanara is Brahman, how do you account for Pradesha Matram spatially limited? And sage Bhadari says, no doubt, Ishvara is limitless. But when a devotee wants to meditate upon Ishvara or visualize Ishvara, he can do so only within the mind alone. And the visualized Ishvara will necessarily be confined to my mind. And unfortunately or fortunately, my mind is limited and finite, pradesha matram, spatially limited. Although the Lord is infinite, our mind, the container, is limited. The content, the Lord, the memorized, the visualized Lord, he will also be then limited. If it has to be visualized in the limited mind. Because it is visualized in finite mind, it is finite. So earlier explanation was, pradeshehe abhivyaktehe pradesha matram. Because the Lord appears in finite space, he is finite. And in this answer, pradeshena manasa smaryamanatvate pradesha matram. This is the answer. Now let us go to the word analysis. Here there are two words. Anusmritehe and badarihi. Badarihi, anusmritehe. Anusmritehe means because of the visualization of Brahman, where within the finite mind, then we have to supply two more words. Pradesha matratvam sadhu. As we did the earlier sutra. The description. Spatially limited. That is fine. Because it is based on the visualization locus, namely the mind. Then Badarihi, in this manner, sage Badari also he described. So the previous answer is based on Lord's appearance, and the present answer is based on the finite locus of our meditation, namely the mind. Now we will see the third answer given by Jaimini. Jaimini himself in Sutra 31, mainly, and actually in 32, he gives the justification also. Sampatheriti jaiminihi tathahi darshayati. This is sutra number 31. Sampatheriti jaiminihi tathahi darshayati. Let us see the general answers of this sutra first. Here, Jaimini himself answers the objection based on his own interpretation. What does he say? Whenever we have difficulty in interpretation of the Vedas, we find the answer in the Veda itself. And the word Pradesha Matram occurs in some other place of the Veda also. This word we discussed now occurs where? As I told earlier, we have to be very precise in where a particular situation occurs. In mantra, the first mantra of the 18th section of 5th chapter of Chandogya. So, if this Samaveda Upanishad creates a problem, then scan the whole Veda. And in the Shatapatha Brahmanam also, that is called Vajaseneyi Brahmanam. Shatapatha Brahmanam is also called by another name, Vajaseneyi Rishi. So Vajaseneyi Brahmanam, Vajaseneyi is actually sun god, or Shukla Yajurveda. So there's a story in the form of a horse, white horse, the sun god taught to Yajnavalkya. So at the end of that alone, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the Ishavasya Upanishad, they all come. So we have already seen one mantra from Shatapatha Brahmanam. And next to that mantra itself, this mantra comes, where the word Pradesha Matram is used. And it is a very big portion, but we will only see the beginning of the mantra only now. So Pradesha Matram Ivahai Avai Devaha Suvidita Abhisampannaha Tathanu yetam vakshyami yatam pradesha matramiva abhisampadayishyami thi. That is the mantra. So this mantra comes where? After the other mantra that we quoted before before in Shatapatha Brahmana. So the significance of this mantra is what? Here the teacher says, no doubt Lord is all pervading. And the description is given there. What was given there? The Lord has heaven as head, if you remember. Sun and moon are the eyes. Space as the body. All that was given. Vishwarupa description was given. Then the Acharya says, since one cannot visualize the totality, I give you a special upasana called Sampat Upasana or Sampatti Upasana. We saw this in detail when we discussed the Upanishad. Visualization of a bigger one through a smaller locus. That's what Sampatupasana means. So Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Darshanam Sampat. It's difficult. Since to see the head, you have to look above the sky, because the form is like that, Visharupam. And to see the feet, you have to see down. Bhuhu bhupadav yasya nabihi vigeda suranilas chandra surya cha netre. And what is our problem? If we see akasha, we cannot see bhumi, and vice versa. So what do we do? So the acharya says he would simplify the process and ask you to see the Vishwarupa within one's own face itself. So murdhadi means beginning from your head, the murdha. Then chipukantam means your chin, chipukaha, your chin. So lower jaw. So try to visualize the Vishwarupam. It is practicable from your head up to your chin. So Acharya gives the description. Acharya quotes the whole Shatapatha Brahmana mantra in his Bhashyam, actually. It's a long mantra. So I didn't read the full mantra. It's in the Bhashyam, full mantra is given. We will only see the point and how to fit the equation. So the head of Virat is to be visualized as your own head. And the eyes of the Virat, sun and moon, as your own eyes. The nose of the Virat as your own nose. The body of Virat, Vaishwanara, is seen as the space obtaining within your mouth. Mukha akashaha. So in the original description, the all-pervading space is the body of the Virat. In the simplified version, space within the mouth, as it were, that's the body of the Virat. And the saliva in the mouth is the bladder of the Lord, as it were. In the original description, if you remember, the entire ocean was taken as the bladder of the Lord. So the chin, chibukam, is the feet of the Lord. So this is the Pradesha Matra version of Vaishwanara. Previously, the original limitless version, and this description is limited version of Vaishwanara. Pradesha Matra Vaishwanara and Murdadi Chibukantam Vaishwanara. And this Upasana is called, as I told, Sampatti Upasana, Sampad Upasana. And because of this special Upasana, the word Pradesha Matra is used. And what is wrong with that is the question Acharya asks. So this is the answer given by Jaimini Rishi. And now let us do the word analysis. Sampattehe iti Jaiminihi tatha hi darshayati. There are six words. Sampattehe iti Jaiminihi tatha hi darshayati. Let us see one by one. Sampattehe means because of the special meditation prescribed in where? Shatapatha Brahmanam, where the all-pervading Vaishwanara is visualized within one's own face itself. And then we supply two words here, Pradesha Matratvam and Sadhu, as we did earlier. The word Pradesha Matram is used in where? In second mantra, 18th section of chapter of Chandogya, 5.18.2. That is perfectly all right. That is the conclusion. And this is there all the time. For example, when you do any Ashtotra Archana you take, the Lord will be described in a finite version. As Kailasa Vasi Ne Namaha, the one who is in Kailasa. And the next Nama will be what? Sarvagataya Namaha, all pervading. How do you explain this then? If the first one is right, the second one cannot be right. The second one is right, first one cannot be right. We can justify this only in one way. In a particular form, Lord is located in a particular place. In the Lord's original form, Lord is all pervading. That is the only way of reconciling the Samanvaya. Therefore, Sampattehe means all of them are Panchami. So in the previous sutra also, Abhivyaktehe, Anusmritehe, Sampattehe, all are the fifth case. That indicates the reason, Hetvarte Panchami, because of the special meditation prescribed. Then the next word is Iti. Iti means in this manner. Next word is Jaiminihi. Jaimini Rishi answers the objection. Then Tatha and He, in this manner, Darshayati. Darshayati means another Upanishad describes Vaishwanara. Another description given in another place. Darshayati in a finite manner. In the Pradesha Matra version, finite manner means spatially limited Pradesha Matra version. And another Veda mantra described, So Shatapatha Brahmana Mantra Darshayati. And what does it show? That the Vaishvanara is within your face itself. His head is your head, his chin is your chin, and all that. So the finite version is given in Shatapatha Brahmanam. Then we have to recollect in this context. Then he gives further justification also in the next mantra following the same interpretation. Amananti cha yenam asminna. Amananti cha yenam asminna. This is 32 sutra number 32 or second pada. 62 running number of Brahma Sutra. So this is Jaimini's extension of the answer he gave in the previous sutra, where he said Vaishvanara is visualized within the face. Therefore, he has got a finite aspect also. Then one might think, how can the all-pervading Vaishvanara be within my face? It looks ridiculous. He says, it is for the sake of Upasana only. Such a description is given. And if you are not convinced of that, I have another Upanishad support for Pradesha Matram, and that is another Upanishad called Jabala Upanishad. And Shankaracharya quotes the mantra from Jabala Upanishad. We will give only the relevant portion here. Anantaha Atma Avimuktehe Pratishtitaha. That is the mantra in Jabala Upanishad. Anantaha Atma Avimuktehe Pratishtitaha. So the infinite Lord Paramatma abides in Jivatma, is identical with Jivatma. Anantaha Atma Avimuktehe Pratishtitaha. Avimuktaha means Jivatma here. So Paramatma Jivatmani Pratishtitaha. And where is the Jivatma located? Jivatma Saham Varanayam Nasyam Nasyancha Madhye Pratishtitaha. It gives that location also. It says Jivatma is located between Varana and Nasi. You may be already guessing what it is. The name Varanasi came from this. They say the Lord is in Varanasi, between Varana and Nasi. And what are they? The Upanishad itself explains that Bruvoho Granasya cha Madhye. Where is that? Bruvoho Granasya cha Madhye. Varana means the eyebrows and Nasi means the nose. So between the eyebrows and the nose, in that gap where we normally apply the tilakam and all that, that is called Varana Nasi Sandhi. That is the junction of these two. Otherwise called Varanasi. To remind that we apply tilakam. To remind, whenever we apply tilakam, we think of Kasi. And what is there? Abhimuktaha is there. Abhimuktaha is what? He is the Lord of Kashi. He is called Abhimukteshwaraha. Actually, there is one Swamiji called Abhimukteshwarananda. And in Kashi, whenever we do Sammelans, he comes. Another name for Kashi Vishwanatha. Kaivalya Upanishad says in the last mantra of the Kaivalya Upanishad, Tasmat Abhimuktam Ashrito Bhavati. So what is that Kashi where Abhimukteshwara is there? Varana Nashi Madhye. That is where it is there. At least in Shatapatha Brahmanam, the Lord is located in the whole face. In Jabala Upanishad, the Lord is between the eyebrows. Only in one place. Therefore, what is wrong in using Pradesha Matra? That is the question. It is perfectly all right. So he takes the help from other Upanishads to support his argument. This is the answer he gives. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. In this sutra also, we have four words. Amananti cha yenam asmin. Amananti cha yenam asmin. And we supply what? Jabala Upanishad. So amananti cha. So Jabala Upanishad also. Amananti means talks about. Jabala Upanishad also talks about Vadanti. So Jabala Upanishad is a small Upanishad. And this portion comes in the second mantra of the Upanishad. So this Jabala mantra also talks about, why we say also? Because previously we said Shatapatha Brahmanam also talked about it. Now we are saying Jabala Upanishad also talks about it. That's why also comes. Talks about what? The spatially limited Lord. Pradesha Matra. And Java Upanishad talks about the eyebrows limited Lord. Eyebrows limited Lord, the Lord is between the two eyebrows. Then Enam. Enam means Vaishvanaram, talks about this Brahman, Vaishvanaram. Asmin, within the face. Not only Shatapada Brahmanam talks about Brahman within the face, that is Murdadi Chipukantam. Chipukantam, Murdadi, we already said that. So Jabal Upanishad also talks about the same Brahman within the eyebrows. And between the eyebrows. And keeping these two Veda mantras alone, Chandogya Upanishad has used the word Pradesha Matra. Therefore, there is nothing wrong in that usage. With this, the Vaishvanara Adhikaranam is over. Next, we will see the summary of the whole Adhikaranam. And again, when we want to see summary, we remember the five factors that we have to satisfy. Vishaya Vishayaschaiva, Purva Pakshastatottaram, Sangatischaiva Panjangam, Shastre Adhikaranam Smrita. We should remember that shloka. So, subject matter, Vishayaha. Then next one is doubt, Samshayaha, and Purva Paksha, and Siddhanta, and Sangati. These are the five factors. First one is Vishayaha. Vishayaha means what? Subject matter. So word Vaishvanara occurring in the second mantra of 18th section of fifth chapter of Chandogya. I am saying it like a chapter. 5.18.2 of Chandogya is Vaishvanara occurring in that mantra is the subject matter. And what is the doubt? Samshaya. Whether that Vaishvanara refers to Jataragni, the digestive fire, or does it refer to Brahman? And some other doubts are also there. Whether it represents Devatagni or Bhutagni, all those. They are not primary though. Jataragni was primary, we discussed elaborately. Then what is the Purva Paksha? Vaishvanara is Jataragni alone and not Brahman. Why? Since it is the primary meaning. Vaishvanara, Jataragni, primary meaning. Also because of finite description also that is given here, Pradesha Matra. And the Siddhantin, Vedantin, what does he say? Vaishvanara refers to Brahman alone, indirectly, according to Vyasacharya, and directly refers to Brahman according to Jaimini. We already said the non-stop flight and all yesterday. But indirectly or directly, Vaishvanara refers to Brahman only. And according to us, all the infinite description, Vishwarupa, Varnana, Mandala, and finite description, they can all be connected to Brahman. How? Infinite descriptions, Vishwarupa Varnam will be directly connected and finite ones will be taken as those are the finite form of the Lord. The Lord appearing in a particular form because all forms belong to the Lord, belong to Brahman only. And what is the beauty here? When you take Brahman, one can take both the finite form of Brahman and infinite form of Brahman also. But when you take Jataragni, what can you do? You can take only finite description alone will fit. The infinite description will not fit. Therefore, Vaishvanara is Brahman alone. And the fifth topic is Sangatihi. Sangati in the for this description, we have to say Sangati. This Adhikaranam is placed in the right place. Right place means what? It should occur in the first chapter, second pada, as the last Adhikaranam only. So within this, with this, the Vaishvanara Adhikaranam and the seventh and the last Adhikaranam is over. And the second Pada is also concluded. Now we will see a few points regarding the second Pada as a whole. It's a kind of a summary. And in this Pada, second Pada, there are seven topics described. I told each topic is called an Adhikarana. And all of them deal with Aspashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya. Big word. He used all this. Aspashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya. What does it mean? Wherever vague statements are there, Aspashtam. Spashtam, Aspashtam. Dealing with, wherever vague statements are there dealing with Brahman, all of them are analyzed and established that they all relate to Brahman only. And why we call it as Aspashtam? The word Vaishvanara is Brahman or not is not very clear. It is aspashtam. Since all the words analyzed here are vague, to establish that they deal with Brahman only and nothing else. Therefore, it is called as Pashta Brahma Vakya Samanvaya Pada. And of these seven adhikaranams, Aspashta Brahma, seven adhikaranams were discussed. Three of them means the first adhikaranam, fourth adhikaranam, and seventh adhikaranam. They deal with Upasyam Brahman, all occurring in where? Chandogya Upanishad. All of them, first mantra, first adhikaranam, fourth adhikaranam, and seventh adhikaranam of the second pada, they all deal with Upasyam Brahman, all occurring in Chandogya. Upasya means we should immediately know it is also Brahman and all that. Whereas the other four, number two, number three, number five, and number six, these four adhikaranams, these four topics, they deal with Nyeyam Brahma. We already described what is Upasyam Brahman and Nyeyam Brahman. And these differences between them we already talked about, between these two, elaborately. With this, the second pada of the first chapter of Brahma Sutra is now over. Now let us go to the third pada. Before we go to the third pada, let us see a brief introduction of the third pada. By the grace of Amba and Acharyas, we have completed first two padas of the Prathamadhyaya Brahma Sutra. This is actually already is a big thing. Now we will enter the third pada. Because in certain things, normally when people want to learn Samaveda, you know, they may be, you know, for example, I'm Yajurvedi. If I want to learn Samaveda, they say, if you can finish up to Rudra Suktam, then you will go through further. Normally, up to that, people will go and then they will either stop or something might happen. It may not go further that easily. Unless somebody does Swashaka in a Padashala and all that. So the entire first chapter is called Samanvaya Adhyayaha. It deals with Samanvaya. Samanvaya means we already translated it earlier as consistency. There is consistency in the Upanishad with respect to what? With respect to revelation of Brahman. In other words, all the Upanishads consistently reveal Brahman only. That is why it's called consistency. Samanvaya should be done in Brahma Sutras. So Brahman is the subject matter of all Upanishads, not karma or any other thing. It's a subject matter. This idea has been presented as a what? Pratignya. In which sutra? Fourth sutra. What is that? Tattu Samanvayat. And the fourth sutra is the foundation stone for the entire first chapter. I mentioned it at that time also. Because the fourth sutra says that the Upanishad consistently deals with Brahman alone. And the consistency is proved throughout the first chapter. Therefore, all the four padas of the first chapter, they deal with consistency, Samanvaya only. And then the question is, what is the difference between the four padas if all of them deal with consistency only? Why divide into four padas at all? Because the topic is same, namely Samanvaya. Then we said, even though consistency is the main topic, within that itself, we find certain secondary divisions. And we said, the first pada deals with Spashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya. And it deals with consistency of what? Of those statements which indirectly reveal Brahman with the help of clear indicators, Spashtam. That is subject matter of Pada 1. The idea is what? Whenever there is indirect revelation, it uses the indicators to reveal Brahman. But the indicators are two types. One is clear indicators and second one is vague indicator. The clear indicators are Spashta Brahmalingani, Spashtam. And vague indicators are Aspashta Brahmalingani. Linga means indicator clue, we have already told. Now the first pada, it discussed those statements that revealed Brahman through clear indicators, lingam. And the second pada discussed those statements that indirectly revealed Brahman. But both of them prove that the Upanishadic statements reveal Brahman only, whether it is Spashtam or Aspashtam, either directly or indirectly. And indirectly also, through clear or vague statements, vague indicators. We are not analyzing those directly revealing Brahman because there is no confusion regarding Brahman revelation. They are directly revealed. Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma. No confusion. They don't find place in Brahma Sutra here. Brahma Sutra only analyzes indirectly revealing statements, either through clear indicators or vague indicators. Only then they find a place in Brahma Sutra. Not all those clear definitions. Clear clues, Pada 1, vague clues, Pada 2. So in the first Pada, first chapter, all are clear indicators. In the second Pada, first chapter, they are all vague indicators as we saw. Now let us go, we have to find the subject matter of the third Pada, the Tritiya Pada. It also does the same job as the second Pada only. What is that? Analysis of those statements which indirectly reveal Brahman through what? Through vague statements. That is Aspashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya. That's what it does. That is the subject matter of the Tritiya Pada. Same as the second Pada also. Then there'll be a question. If both the Padas deal with the same, why third Pada at all? You could have as well said second Pada itself and put all the slokas there also. The sutras. This we will answer at the end of the chapter. Because to show the difference, we have to analyze the subject matter of both. Then only we will understand the difference. So we will reserve it for the end. Since we have not completed the subject matter of the third Pada yet, revealing the difference will not be useful at this point. That's why we'll wait. So we'll see the common factor only here. What are the common factors? The Aspashta Brahmalinga Vakya Samanvaya. This is the general introduction for the third Pada. So this is what the subject matter. Aspashta Brahmalinga Vakya Samanvaya. So the third Pada has got 13 adhikaranams or 13 topics consisting of 43 sutras. So having introduced the third Pada now, we will go to the general introduction of the first adhikaranam of the third Pada. And let us read the adhikaranam of the first sutra. So the first topic, the name of the adhikaranam is Dyugvadhyadhikarana. Dyugvadhyadhikarana. Thank you, sir. Dyugvadhyayatanam swashabdhat. That is the first sutra. Dyugvadi ayatanam swashabdhat. This is the 64th sutra, Brahma Sutra. First sutra, the third Pada, first chapter. So this is the first adhikaranam of the third Pada consisting of 7 sutras. It is called Dyugvadhyadhikaranam. It is called so because it starts with the word Dyugvadi ayatanam. That is the word it starts with. So it is called Dyugvadhyadhikaranam. Dyugvad. So Dyugvadi. So the subject matter of this adhikaranam is this. It analyzes the mantra from Mundaka Upanishad, the 5th mantra in the second section of the second Mundaka. What is that mantra? Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham otam manaha saha pranaischa sarvaihi tame vaikam janatam atmanam anya vacho vimunchatam amrutasyesha setuhu. That is this mantra. That is the 5th mantra, second section of the second Mundaka in Mundaka Upanishad. Now let us see the general meaning of this mantra so that we will know the subject matter of debate. What is the controversy? And what does it say? Yasmin dyauhu prithivicha antariksham otham. Yasmin. Yasmin means Brahmani. In Brahman, Brahman is otham, means its base, located, supported. What? Based what? Dyauhu prithivi antariksham. Dyauhu means the swargaloka, suvarloka. Prithivi means bhuloka. Antariksham means the bhuvarloka. So the entire universe is based on what? Brahman. That means Brahman is lokatraya ashrayam. Vishwadharam Brahma. And not only the objective world is located within Brahman, Manaha saha pranaischa sarvaihi. Even the internal universe consisting of mind, manaha, prana, all that. Pranaischa sarvaihi. So it is not only bahya prapancha adharaha, the support of the external universe, Brahman is antaraha prapancha adhara also. It is not only the support of the macrocosmic universe, it is support of the microcosm also. This is the meaning of the first two lines. Yasmin devahu prithivi chantariksham otam manaha saha pranaischa sarvaihi. So in the first two lines, Brahman is presented as dyubvadi ayatanam. Adhara. Dyub means dyubvadi, means bhuloka, swarloka and all that thing. That we'll see in some detail later. And the third line is tame vaikam janata atmanam. The third line, what does it say? Tame vaikam janata atmanam. May you know, janata, may you know this vishwadharam, which is otherwise called paramatma. So atmanam, atmanam means paramatmanam, janata, may you know. Not only that, anya vacho vimunchata, not only you know this, thereafterwards do not talk about other things. And talking refers to all types of vyavaharas, because any transactions involve talking. Talking refers to all types of vyavaharas. It means take to sannyasa, don't be talking, take to sannyasa. Actually in some other place I told him, whether when you want to talk, you first make a decision whether you really want to talk. And then if after making a decision, how much you want to talk, how long you want to talk, to whom you want to talk. So many rules are there for talking. So it means take to sannyasa. That's why Shankaracharya everywhere, here and there, he goes to that. We will not say that though. But one continues to be in grahastha ashrama and reduce vyavahara. For what? To spend more time on mananam and nididhyasana. Therefore, dedicate the life for what? Tat chintanam, tat kathanam, anyonyam, tat prabodhanam. We already saw all those words. Atma vare drattavyaha, shrotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha. Maitreya Brahmanam. So fourth line of Mundaka Upanishad, the second section, fifth mantra says, amrutasyaisha setuhu. For this there are two different meanings are given. Since we will apply both, we will give both for this line. Yeshaha setuhu amrutasya. According to the first interpretation, Yeshaha means this Vishwadharam Brahma or Paramatma described in the first line, first two lines, is Setuhu. Here Setuhu in the first interpretation means a dam. So according to first interpretation, the one dam is the one that holds water, a bund. You know, actually in the rice fields and all that thing, when I used to be a kid, I used to walk about 5 miles one way each time to go from my village to wherever place I was studying. So go through all the paddy fields. So between the two adjacent fields, they will have a bund in between. So you walk over the bund. It's a bound out of mud that is found in the fields. That's called the Setu here. That is, this Brahman is the holder, that is holder of water. Here hold the Setu. Then Amritasya. Amritasya means according to the first description, it is immortality. Therefore, Yeshaha Setuhu Amritasya means this Vishwadhara Paramatma is the possessor of immortality. Just as a dam holds, possesses the water, Brahman dam holds immortality. And the final meaning is what? This Brahman is holder of immortality as a dam holds water. That means what? Since dam holds water, you depend on it for water. Similarly, since Brahman dam holds water of immortality, may you go to the Brahman dam and drink what? The Amritam immortality. This is meaning number one. Now we have to note this very carefully because a lot of analysis is done. The Purvapaksha are going to come based on this interpretation. We should remember all this because they are going to come back and ask so many questions. The holder of immortality and all that. Now the second commentary for the same fourth line is given by another interpretation. Yeshaha, Yeshaha here refers to Brahma Jnanam. Yeshaha here refers to Brahma Jnanam here. Yeshaha Setu there Amritasya, there originally we thought here Yeshaha Brahma Jnanam is said, the third line. And first what we see, Yeshaha means Brahman. Here Yeshaha refers to Brahma Jnanam, which is said in the first two lines is Yeshaha is Brahman. And because we know the word Yeshaha is a pronoun, it can stand for any noun. And the first two lines of Mundaka Upanishad 2 to 5 talks about Brahman. And if you take the third line, it talks about Tamevaikam Janata Atmanam. Janata. Janata refers to Brahma Jnanam. May you know. Then Setuhu means, according to the second interpretation, according to the first interpretation, Setuhu was dam. Now here Setu does not mean dam or bund, but here it means a bridge. A more popular meaning is bridge. So when, for example, in a paddy field, the bund will serve in both ways to hold the holder of water also. Not only that, but it will also as a tarakaha. It will also help to cross from one side to the other side. Prapakaha. So this Brahmajnanam is a bridge for what? Amritasya. According to second interpretation, Amrita means immortal Brahman. First interpretation, it is immortality. It's an abstract noun. But in the second interpretation, it is the immortal Brahman. Both are correct. First interpretation is Yeshaha Setuhu Amritasya. This Brahman is holder of immortality, Amritasya. And in the second interpretation is, this Brahma Jnanam is the means to reach the immortal Brahman. Because we know Brahma Jnanam is the bridge to take you to Brahman. These are the two meanings of the fourth line. This is the mantra which is going to be analyzed now. I'm giving the background. Okay, what is the problem at all? Because if there is no problem, we don't find a place in Brahma Sutra. It is about Vishwadhara. By using the word Votham, the support of universe, by using the word, where Yasmin Dyauhu Prithivi Chantariksham Votham Manaha Saha Pranaischa Sarvai. That's what we saw in the mantra. The word Votham, that is supported in Brahman, indicates Ayatanam or Adharam. But the Upanishad does not use the word Brahman, but it talks about Vishwa Adharam. Then why do you take Vishwa Adharam as Brahman only? It is read by whom? By the Sankhyas, the Sankhya philosophers. In Sankhya philosophy, they go by only Pradhanam or Prakriti, basic matter. It is a concept very close to Maya. Why cannot you take Vishwa Ayatanam as basic matter, from which alone the world, the Vishwa, has come, in which the world sustains, and into which the world resolves also? Why can't you take as Jada Pradhanam? That is their argument. Why should you take it as Chetanam Brahma? Therefore, what is the controversy now? Jagat Adharam Kim? Or Vishwa Adharaha Kaha? That is the question. And the Purvapakshi claims the basic matter alone is the basic substance of the whole creation. In fact, this is the view of the scientists also. According to scientists, matter is the basic substance. That is why they are called materialists. And for them, consciousness is only a temporary product of brain. When all the consciousness are destroyed, for example, by an atom bomb or something, then the whole living being will die. Then what happens? Along with that, consciousness will also go away. And what will remain? Only matter alone will remain. Therefore, before Big Bang, matter alone was there. And after the destruction, matter alone will be there. In between, only life came in the form of cellular organisms to human beings. So life means consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is never Vishwa Adhara. But matter is Vishwadharam, and therefore Sankhya wants to take matter Pradhanam. Vedansins take as Brahmanas Pradhanam, Brahmanas Fundamental. So through seven Adhikaranam, Vishwadharam Brahmaivam na Pradhanam is established. Therefore it has to be analyzed. So this is the debate. And after analyzing the entire Adhikaranam, through seven sutras or seven reasons, we are going to establish Vishwadharaha Chetanam Brahmaiva Na Pradhanam. It is not Pradhanam or Prakriti, it is Chetanam Brahman only is Vishwadhara. Now we will go to the general analysis of the first sutra. In this sutra, Vyasacharya says, Vishwadharaha. Vishwadharaha means mentioned where? Fifth mantra, second section, second Mundaka Upanishad is Brahman. Paramatma only. And the reason that Vyasacharya gives is what? As the critical one. In the third line, the Upanishad uses the word Atma, Atmanam, which is the main clinching evidence. Tame Vaikam Janata Atmanam. That is the terminology used there in the Upanishad. And we know the word Atma stands for only Chaitanam, Chaitanam Brahman alone. It cannot be used for Achaitana Pradhanam. The moment you use the word Atma, it means Chaitanam. Self is a reflective pronoun. I, and it, you know, it, and it can be used for Chaitana Vastu or for Chaitana Vastu only. The self is a reflective pronoun. I can be used only for Chaitana Vastu. Because the first main evidence is Atma Shabda Prayogat. Because of the use of Atma Shabda, that is the first evidence. Because of the word Atma, that stands for Paramatma. This is the reason, first reason. And the second reason is what? The Upanishad itself clarifies this elsewhere also. Because the method that we use is, whenever a vague mantra is there, this we have already told earlier, whenever a vague mantra is there, to clarify the idea, we will go to some other part of the Upanishad where the idea is presented clearly. Here we do not know clearly what is Vishwadhara. So in some other place, Vishwadharam is made clear as Brahman and not as Pradhanam. Elsewhere means where? Shankaracharya gives the fourth mantra of the eighth section of the sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. There the Upanishad says, Tan Mulaha Saumyam Ima Prajaha Sat Ayatanaha Sat Pratishtaha. That is the mantra. And in this mantra, the crucial word is what? Sat Ayatanaha. Sat means Brahman. And Ayatana is supposed to support. So Sat Ayatana means Brahman alone is a support. Support of what? Imaha Prajaha. All Jivarasis. There is no room for doubt at all. Why? The word Sat is used very clearly and we know Sat is Brahman. Again, where? Sixth chapter Chandogya. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Adityam. Sadeva Saumya Idamagre Asit Ekameva Adityam. This is one support to show Vishwadhara is Brahman alone, not Prakriti. And there is another important supporting mantra also in Kathopanishad. All these we have seen during those respective discussions. In the first mantra, third section of second, third valley of second chapter. Urdhamoolam avasha. So, urdhamoolovaksha kayesho svatta sanatanaham tadeva shukram tad brahma tadeva amritam uchyate. Tasmin lokashrita sarve tadunatyeti kashchana etadvaitatam. For us, the relevant portion here is tasmin brahmani lokaha shritaha sarve. That is what is important to us. The last line, tasmin lokaha shritaha sarve. All the 14 lokas are based on that Brahman only. That is what is said. And not Pradhana, only on Brahman. Therefore, since Brahman is presented clearly as Vishwadhara in Kathopanishad, it means only Brahman, even though word Brahman is not used. So we have to drag it from Kathopanishad and supply it here. So these are the two reasons. What are the two reasons now? One is because of the usage of the word Atma, Atmanam, we saw in that mantra. And second one is because of the clarification the Upanishad gives elsewhere, namely Kathopanishad. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us go to word analysis. Here we have got only two words. Jubvadyatma, Jubvadhayatana. Swasabdhat. So these are the only two words, all tongue twisters. Now let us take the first word. It is a compound word with four words. Duhu, Buhu, Adhi, Ayatanam. Jubvadyayatanam is Duhu, Buhu, Adi, Ayatanam, four words. Duhu means heaven, Suvarloka. And Bhuhu means earth, Bhuloka. And Adi means etc., Bhuvarloka and all that. And Adi, etc. includes what? it is manaham pranaischa sarvaihi, as said in the Muntaka Upanishad, manas, prana, everything. So the rest that includes all the other things, jivvadi, the entire universe. Ayatanam means the support, adhara. Therefore, jivvadyayaham, ayatanam means vishwadharaha. According to the fifth mantra, second section of second muntaka, that too not directly but indirectly it is said there. Then you supply the word Brahma. That means what? Vishwadhara occurring in Muntaka Upanishad second muntaka is Brahman alone and not Pradhanam, as claimed by whom? By the Sankhyas. And the next word is what? Swashabdat. This is the reason. Father Shankaracharya gives two different interpretations. Each one gives one reason. And this word, swashabdat, is itself a compound word made up of two words, shwa, swa, and shabdat. According to the first interpretation, swa means atma. And shabda means word. Shabda means not sound, here word. So therefore, swashabdat means because of the word atma used in the fifth mantra, second section, second muntaka of Muntaka Upanishad, atma shabda prayogat ityartha. We have said all these things earlier. Atma refers to chetana vastu, sentient being only. Therefore, chetana paramatma only is vishwadharam and not achetanam pradhanam or prakriti. This is first interpretation. For what? Swashabdat. And the second interpretation is swa means the Upanishads themselves, not atma. Swa here means Upanishads themselves. Here it is taken as the reflective pronoun. The Upanishads are the scriptures themselves. Shabdat means clarification here, not word. Therefore, swashabdat means because of the clarification given by the Upanishads themselves elsewhere. Elsewhere, namely what? Vishwadharam is Brahman only and it is not Pradhanam. Where it is said? Fourth mantra, 8th section, 6th chapter, Chandogya. And also first mantra, 3rd section, 2nd chapter of Kathopanishad, as we quoted earlier. So this is the word analysis of the first sutra. And now Shankaracharya introduces a Purvapakshi who says Vishwadharam cannot be Brahman. Whatever we say, Purvapakshi has to oppose. If you analyze the fourth line, and he also gives reasons. It's not a dumb opposition. He gives some reason also. So if you analyze the fourth line, it does not support your view. Who says? Purvapakshi says. The fourth line says, Yeshaha Setuhu. The Purvapaksha is based on the first interpretation. Yeshaha. Yeshaha means this Brahman, that is Vishwadharam, is Setuhu. Setuhu is a dam, a water holder. Now the Purvapakshi says, this Vishwadharam Brahman is only a dam, a possessor, a bund or embankment, and says any holder of something is a limited entity only. It has got a boundary because it's a holder. It has got boundaries. However big may be the dam, it has boundaries. If you take Brahman as a dam, it will be a limited entity only. Therefore, it cannot be taken as Brahman. That is the first defect according to Purvapakshi. So he says, there is a second defect also. And he says, Yeshaha Setuhu Amritasya. The word Amritam means Brahman. It does not mean immortality. We already earlier said immortality and the Primajnana, both we said. That is your Vedantin's mischief, he calls it. And you say Amritam is Brahman, it does not mean immortality. That's the mischief you guys are playing. Amritam means the immortal Brahman, not immortality. Therefore, Yeshaha Brahman is Setuhu, the holder of Amritasya Brahman. Then Yeshaha Setuhu Amritasya means this Brahman is holder of Brahman. This Brahman is holder of Brahman. How can Brahman be holder of Brahman according to your interpretation? That is his objection. Purvapakshi's objection, not ours. He is telling this Brahman is holder of Brahman. How can Brahman be holder of Brahman itself? It is illogical. And Shankaracharya in his commentary, he is going to clarify this particular objection also, that we will see in the next class next week. तो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः।